legends get the worm. Early legends never run. Everyone is hella mad. My early legends having fun. I'm the one. I'm the one. Shot for the stars, then I landed on the sun. Put hella distance from your haters, make them run. This is the way of the early legends.
This shit is real. This shit is authentic. You can't get that early without putting that legend. You got Dub in the motherfucking building.
White boy 063, what it is? Early legends in the building.
It's Cal, man. Cal 063 on my IG. Come follow with it. Come what, fuck with us.
What up? What up? It's your boy Rado, and I'm a Virgo.
Follow, subscribe, do all of that. Follow, subscribe, do all that.
Get down with us, man.
Today we about that motherfucking business. Mm-hmm. We gonna get to this shit today, though, man. I heard we got some motherfucking.
We got some shit today, Cal.
What we doing today, man?
Man, we finna get into it.
Rados, kick us off, my boy.
Hey, look, man. Look, I just want to know, fellas. This is the question.
What you want to know, G? Because you've been wanting to know some shit.
I've been a couple of places, and this question's been surfacing. Okay. So I'm gonna ask
what
you
we
guys.
Got?
Right.
Have you ever had sex with someone out of pity?
Oh, this nigga been cutting up, baby.
You know, have you ever felt sorry for him and end up having sex?
Ooh.
Feel sorry for the pussy.
Feel sorry for it.
So I'm gonna take care of the pussy since I feel
it's
sorry
sympathy.
For it.
Have you ever had that person that you was just like, but some made you do it? Like, I want to get in tune with what y'all do.
It was cold that day.
Did y'all do it? And why y'all did it? So we gonna start off with White though.
I ain't gonna stunt. I feel like all this pussy out here sorry, goddammit. Not sorry as a, like, it's trash.
Yeah, that's a lot of sorry pussy out here.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, sympathy. Hell yeah, pity. You, your chick a call, you be talking to, you a friend, whatever, and they'll hit you, and they, what they doing? They'll hit you to tell you they problems and everything. That'll make a person feel sorry for them. They're like, damn, baby, you did what? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Especially if they're attractive and everything, don't let it be one of them type of calls where, oh, I need to see you, you know what I mean? Then they breaking everything down, and yeah, shit, you feel sorry for him. He did what?
True.
You know?
True.
Or she did, you know what I'm saying? With your gay girl, whatever, you feel me?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you be a little bit sympathetic, you feel me? It make you feel a little sympathy for them, a little sorry for them. But shit, if the atmosphere right in that town, right, shit like that just happened.
It just happened.
Not you wanting to do it. And it'd be like, damn, you know what?
But you're going to do it, huh?
Fuck it. You feel me?
We're going to get you together.
It ain't for you. It's for the pussy. You know what I mean? It ain't for you. It's for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, man. So I say yeah.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Not all the time, but have I been in a situation like that and I felt sorry for? Hell yeah, I did.
Okay.
But did I go back?
We all been in some shit, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? How I been in there? Yeah, I been in it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. You know, we ain't gonna show shit, coat no shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I done had some sympathy pussy. You know what I'm saying? But, we gonna take that shit way back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. What White just said. You know what I'm saying? We, goddammit, you know, shit. At the time, motherfucker was down and out and got to drinking and shit happened.
Gave them motherfucker what they need.
They need to hold a little dick till they got back on the field.
Hold it to Friday.
I need a little dick until I get on my feet.
But she ain't kind of go like both ways. One foot didn't have sympathy. You feel me?
For sure.
Like a woman ain't never gave you some for just feeling sorry for you or some shit. Like
we
this gonna, shit go both ways.
We definitely gonna get into that after because I'm gonna do the reverse one after that. Okay. I wanna hear yours.
All right, I gotta say, I wanna know for real. Like, is it the same if you was being a wing man and, you know, like, it's a chick that you probably usually wouldn't be interested in, but this one said, you know, everybody done went their way. A girl done probably done catered
fucked
to you
me up with the wing man.
I'm serious. She done catered to you throughout the whole event, made sure you ate everything they had to serve. You know what I'm saying? She came with your drink. She did everything. She provided a few good laughs. You know, but you wouldn't have did this outside of it was what was left. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was, you know.
But yeah, see, so is it sympathy or is it just it's what's left?
I mean,
leftovers.
I
would
say, right, because I feel like that's leftover cake that you be like, man, I've been drinking, I'm full, the night ending, I'm not getting it. Somebody about to get it. Right.
But I mean, it's the same though, right?
I wouldn't say. I was.
Okay, so, all right, I got to come with another one then.
Have you ever done it? I want to know, like, have you ever gave a bitch that you know?
That you wasn't known to hit. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
You got the trade going, just don't fall off the tracks.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It was a time when a motherfucker definitely called me in dire need.
In dire need.
I was like, you know, a little under the weather, but shit, they needed it, and it was like, you know, I'll come through for you this one time.
It was
especially
cold
they came with
day.
A couple dollars and some meds. Shit, they got what they needed.
Well, you know some Cal, I need a 7.
But that is kind of like sympathetic too, though.
Can I get it on paycheck? Can I get
that
it?
Is though too if you're a wingman though, because you got to think about the setting. Let's say if like you had a chick or whatever, right? Uh-huh. But the chick bought her buddy. Mm-hmm. Right, the buddy could be like a little, the one that'll mess that thing up type shit. So you want your homie to be the wingman? I gotta feel sorry for the chick because I really don't want her. I ain't attracted to her. I ain't nothing with this woman.
I don't think you feel sorry for the woman though. I feel like you just want to be a good bro to your bro. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I want my bro to win, mm-hmm. so sure. I'm gonna take this L. I don't think it's really like sympathy. It's just like, hey, for him to win, I gotta do this.
What if she was whack?
You gonna still have to, for him to get that 10, mm-hmm. you gotta sacrifice to get sacrifice. That 5.
Because motherfucker definitely took some L's on her 10. Woods.
Yeah. So my version. My version of it was like, it was the person who was like a good friend. Mm-hmm. And like whole time I knew it was a hidden agenda from her. I knew she was attracted.
For sure.
But you know, I ignored it. But just off of just everything she was of a friend was like, fuck.
She got to go ahead and get it.
You know what I'm saying? So when that presented itself, it was like, yeah, you going to get it.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? You deserve a little man. You don't deserve the whole choo-choo back of your choo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. You know what?
You know
I ain't gonna leave you over here without it.
You're right. Right. It gonna
you know
ahead.
Something, man? We don't never get somebody to talk. You know what I'm saying? I just want to hear from the audience. Mm-hmm. Since we got an audience back there. LaShawn, what you think about that, Jim?
That
you,
motherfucker ain't talking. Well, he ain't talking.
You ain't gonna talk.
He motherfucker over the fence that's always, you don't ever see his face. No, but no, to go back to what White O has said about in reverse, do you feel like a girl gave you sympathy sex?
I definitely do, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially a woman that know you, that know the kind of man you are, you know what I mean, and that been around, you see you a stand-up person, everything, and just knowing your problems. Women that's a friend that know your shit, they'll feel sorry for like, damn, babe, I hate you going through that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that happened to you today. You might have had a bad day and you told her. What can I do to make your day better? Like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. You get shit like that. You feel me? Somebody felt sorry for me before. You feel me? On some, you know what I'm saying? I done been in a situation, no bullshit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I get scratched the fuck up, all kind of shit. I call her, man, she right there wiping my wounds, putting the band-aids down, and it happened.
It just happened.
She felt sorry for me because she hate to see me go through that. So you know what? Come here. I'm gonna take your man up off this. It happened to me before.
So have you ever went in the backyard and scratched yourself up to get it?
Nah, I didn't do that.
Because it's like, hey,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and fuck myself up a little bit more.
I ain't going to lie. I definitely had a time when I was going through it was a situation where I was going through a breakup. I want to say a rough breakup. It was just a breakup.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, I had a female friend that I was cool enough to talk to. Had a conversation with her. And I think the conversation, it's like I can't really say because sometimes you never know. Like you said, the person probably had that hidden agenda. But it was like at the same time, you know, motherfucker was just letting them know I was going through a rough patch.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, they was at the same time trying to lick my wounds, but So it's like I feel like it was some sympathy shit that was done to him, because I don't feel like it would have happened otherwise, because we went on that type of time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it happened. So it was like, yeah, I would say for sure.
Yeah, sure.
And I ain't gonna turn it down.
For me, it definitely happened. It happened more blunt. Mine was literally, I knew it was that, because I rocked with this chick, cool with her. I ain't never push up, but the interest was there.
Yeah.
You know, I made it, I definitely made it known, like, hey, I'm on that if you own that. But she wasn't on that. And it showed until, like, we the block got spent. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hey, man, you know what? Straight up, verbatim, I owe you some pussy.
Straight like that.
You've been 100. You've been like cool as fuck. I owe you some pussy.
That's the best.
Thank you.
That's the best. Cause you ain't gotta
it was
just that.
It was flat out. And I rock. Hey, shit. I appreciate that.
What you got, Bernie? What you got?
Too damn fucking dumb.
Too goddamn dumb.
Too damn dumb.
I can't recall a time that I had some sympathy from a female.
Every bitch that you dealt with gave you some sympathy. No,
fuck me up. I can't recall. You know what I'm saying? I can't recall. Like,
what about that time when your dog got ran over? And kind of slept over that day.
So you don't really got an event that you can remember. That's cool though.
No,
you
know, I ain't everybody really got no time, no sense.
It's time, like, yeah. It's time. It'd be like that sometimes. You don't really know. But yeah, I definitely, I don't see a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? Especially like in that moment, and it be that. It'll surprise the fuck out you. A motherfucker you gave some sympathy sex to, I ain't gonna lie, the motherfucker I did it with, out of pity, I pity the motherfucking fool. Because that shit
was it.
Hey, how you out here looking for in the daytime you with a flashlight?
Jose, excuse me. Sunshine!
Underestimated.
Hey, darling.
It was something that you wouldn't
put your mama on the phone. Honey, I ain't never coming back home.
It wasn't bad. Right. I'm going to say that. It wasn't bad.
Ain't no wasn't sure, bad.
Yeah.
Water slide.
It's about water slide.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad thing. So, hey, check this. So, in today's time right now, fellas, do you think traditional relationships will survive, or do they still exist? Traditional relationship meaning strictly monogamous, one man, one woman. Do that still exist today? Is it realistic?
Hey, the man only working and the woman staying at home. We got to get
That's not tradition. Yeah, I was tweaking a little bit because in today's time, like, you need more income in that motherfucking crib.
For real,
what I'm saying. So that would still be part of the tradition. That's why I had to throw that in. Because sometimes people don't realize it's a lot of different little things that people would put into a traditional relationship. If you had to put it down on paper, like all the different details about a traditional relationship, one of the things would be the man going to work and the woman staying home. Even though we know the price of living went up 10 times the fucking amount since that was the way things was going. But it's like, would y'all still consider doing the traditional relationship in today's time? You know?
Yeah.
And shit was different back then too, though. Women wasn't working and didn't work.
Yeah.
The shit changed so much where, you know, they can work now. They can do a whole lot more shit now.
You can't really find a woman. You can find a woman. You can't really find a lot of women back then, how the women was back then, to take care of the household.
These women these days.
They want to go to brunch. They want to go to brunches. They want to be outside. Shit, they leaving kids at home. You know what I'm saying? You can't really find a woman that's gonna have the structure at the house while you working. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have, like, the woman gotta have a real I'm trying to find a word for it. The woman gotta be
a real passion for making sure her shit's
facts.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Because half of these motherfucking women out here don't even fucking cook. You know what I'm saying? The man can't be at work slaving, and you come home to motherfucking a bowl of noodles. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I've been in this bitch slave. What the fuck you been doing?
Yeah, make it make sense.
You know, at least order some good takeout.
So it'd be like, I'm out here slaving, paying all the motherfucking bills and this and this. And I got to come home to Uber Eats,
right?
yeah. Even though that's not bad. You know what I'm saying? But who want to come home every day eating noodle beats?
That shit is. That's bad more if I'm motherfucking
money.
Working.
That's more, more money. That's, but if she at home and she not working, that's more money out your motherfucker.
That's what
pockets.
I'm saying. So it's like, if you going to do Uber Eats every day, baby, have a part time job to where you can cover that Uber Eats bill. Facts. So it can make sense along the. Because traditional
ain't traditional
no
more. It ain't.
It ain't.
So y'all feel like it don't exist?
No. I don't think
so. No, I don't think. I think
no
it
more.
Do exist. I would give it a 60-40. No, I mean, if I give it a 7-30, nah.
The only way I feel like it can really exist on some real shit, the only way that type of relationship could really exist is up for the man. You got to put your woman in that position for it to be traditional.
Not for sure.
If the man not putting that woman in that position to do that type of shit and be the traditional woman, then I don't think it'll never work. Because everybody's perspective and what we see is already fucked up.
And this too, because sometimes the man could try to put the woman in that position, but the woman has been trained to be independent, so she could want to make her own money. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with a woman about it, and I'm like,
that's
if
crazy.
You want to make $100,000 and you want your lifestyle to be a certain way, and I make $100,000 and I want my lifestyle to be a certain way, that's $200,000 in the household, right? But if you decide, hey, I don't want to stay at home and $100,000 can cover us both, and you feel like, man, $100,000 is enough, I'm not going to be mad at you, and this would be the best relationship for me. But in a traditional way, that wouldn't be the best relationship, because they'd say the woman can't go to work. Yeah. But it's like, man, if my woman say, man, I'm making $100 and you making $100 to make $200 and it can make the household better, she like to do, like you said, if she can't cook, but she going to have that Uber Eats ready and they ain't coming out of my pockets every single time, it makes sense.
Facts.
But it's not traditional. As you see,
and it's not.
All right, so let's get out the element of the wages part, right? Let's not focus so much on like the if the woman stay home, the money part. What about like being faithful part?
Okay. Is that the monogamous part?
Yeah, the monogamous part does that still exist? Because I know we get in traditional part five, like the woman stay home, that's touchy.
No.
But five, like, hey, she work, you work. But is it monogamous? Is it strictly monogamous?
90-10. 90% that it ain't working. 10% it is working.
I truly feel like this, right? I feel like this. Monogamy is not hard, right?
Monogamy. He said monogamy. He like, oh boy, ass on the thing. What that thing
said? Monogamy is not hard.
Monogamy.
I had a little of this drink, so I'm a little slurred.
Go ahead.
But monogamy is not hard, but I think we got to be real about things. I think back then, it just wasn't brought to the light as much because it was situations where I don't want to put no names on the big ups like Martin Luther King and all them greats. That we heard stories about them having a woman on the side.
That's out there.
So it's like to say monogamy completely would be, you know what I'm saying, we're putting up on something that's like a fairy tale.
Right.
But I feel like the way some people is like doing it too much and just having this wild side to them, feeling like that YOLO shit, I feel like that has to cut out. But I don't know if you can just be completely monogamous. That's tough. It's a tough job.
It's definitely tough. I feel like it's tough for women too, because you got to think about this. Do you honestly think all these women was taught that way?
Exactly.
Growing up that way?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I asked a few women before, like, what your mama teach you? Like, not trying to be on some.
No, for real.
What did she teach you? When you was coming up to be an adult, what did your mama teach you?
That is
how many uncles did you have that you didn't know that was your uncle?
You feel
and
me?
Then you know where the independent come from? You know what? Hold on. You know what? Some of these women come, the independent come from with these women, the ones that didn't have father figures in their life. So they saw their mother doing everything. So now they grow up and they don't want to sit at the house. They don't want
to. Because they taught to be independent.
Wait, though, I want you to walk up to that camera and ask that question again. That needs to be asked. Go right there and ask them. I love that question. Every fucking date I go on from here on out, what did your mama teach you?
Oh,
for real. Mm-hmm.
Coming up as a child, coming up, getting yourself ready for the adult world and what this whole world got in store for you. What did your mama teach you about this world?
And before y'all get defensive and say, what's your daddy teach you? Just answer the fucking question.
Yeah.
That's some real shit.
Because we know it's coming.
Because the mama.
Y'all daddies wasn't there to teach y'all shit. Y'all okay.
Because some of these mamas nowadays, shit, they just want to be best friends with their daughters.
That's some real shit.
They don't. They not teaching their daughters what you know what they the mamas was teaching back then. You know what I'm saying? They want to be best friends. Oh, girl, we finna go out and have a drink. Now you teach your daughter. Oh, girl, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Damn, you ain't getting the nigga a chance yet.
But because you got to understand what's going on when it be like that, that means mama and daughter like the same thing. Right. If mama and daughter go out and they see this nice looking man over there and he looking good, he smelling good and all that, yeah, daughter on him, hey, but what? You don't think mama on him too?
Yep.
You don't think mama gonna like it too? Yeah. Y'all out? I'm just being
honest. Right, no, mama gonna brush past too.
Hey, what?
Hold him down, baby.
Let mama have him.
But I'm just telling you, though.
Let mama have him.
That's just real shit. They like the same thing, bro.
That's some real shit.
Let mama have him. Because ain't no reason why your mama should be at the club that late with
your mama. Hold him down, baby.
No reason. Let
mama have
him. No reason mama should be hanging out.
The same thing.
The same age group, same crowd. You two for two. Same type of vibe. You know what I'm saying? And mama should be on some different type of shit.
Yeah.
So shit.
Mama ain't no. They tired of broke me. They want to go get that stamina. So they want the same thing as the daughter want. They want that back broke.
Now they out here doing. Now they trying to keep up with their daughter. Now they ain't trying to go to the gym. They out here, baby. I'm finna go do the set.
They got the same spots.
Body did up and
crop tops on.
I'm outside with you. Damn, they right shopping, there. They shopping together.
And I ain't gonna lie, it look good. I'm not nothing except and act like it don't look good.
Ain't right. Three for
which
three.
Which one you want? The mom or the daughter?
It's hard to choose when it's like that.
What two it's hard on. To choose. I'm old enough to fuck your mama. Enough to fuck your
okay. Come on, man. Oh, hey, I'm with it. I don't mind a little. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you're absolutely right on that. You're absolutely sure. Right. It ain't nothing. They just like that.
Yeah.
They like the same thing like their daughter's the like. Thing, that's man. Crazy. On, so it's like, it goes off of that. It goes off into, back into the just, so y'all ain't believing.
That tradition is it.
It ain't. So it ain't.
No, exist. Shit changed. If you don't get with the change, your ass gonna get left behind. For real. Mm-hmm. Shit changed.
Yeah, it changed.
And I'm understanding that. It's like, at the end of the day, I ain't trying to force nobody to be nothing. I don't want to force you to do anything that you don't want to do.
Because when you force...
If we on the same page, if we both got the same objective, we can sit there and talk about what we're trying to do in a few years, having some goals, then I'm with it. But if it's traditional and it can work, far as you can put me in the position where I can make $300,000 enough to make you that much money, then go ahead and sit home. But my lifestyle is what it is. If I ain't making 300 yet, baby, you can't make me be mad at the world because I ain't making 300.
You feel me?
You feel me? I'm sure. With somebody that can fuck with me because what I make.
It goes back to what Rod said the last one.
What?
You meet a motherfucker, don't change. Don't start taking your fork and your knife eating your steak. Eat your motherfucking steak how you eat your steak.
Real shit.
Be you, man.
Okay, so since y'all don't believe, what is today's structured relationship? Like, what do y'all feel like a 2024 relationship look like now?
I feel like the way I feel they should go.
I feel a conversation need to be had. I feel like we damn need to get down to writing on a piece of paper what you like and what you dislike. Same for me, because sometimes a person will say they like something just because you like it, and it can be that representative standing around too long. We know the representative is there when I first met you. You know, they putting the extra shit on. But it's like, if you can tell me what you really want to do, then we can know where we're going. We can know where I'm going. We can know if it's in the same direction. If not, we can just have a little fun until you get tired of me or I get tired of you because we both single. But if I'm looking for a relationship, I need to know where the fuck we're going because we're going in two different directions, man. It ain't going to work.
Okay, so
that's why when Cal said the shit go back. We got episodes. This shit go back to she need to be your best friend.
Okay.
Somebody you know, somebody you can kick it with, somebody you talk to, somebody that know you. When you build that bond, you got to build a real bond with that person. You know what I'm saying? You got to know if you down, this motherfucker going to hold you. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Not going to, you know, push you out. Okay, he ain't got it right now. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna go look for something else until he pick. No, that ain't how this shit go. If I'm down, you pick me up.
Yeah.
When you down, I'm going to pick you up.
So...
And that's facts.
And so that was your ideal relationship today.
100.
When I'm asking y'all, Liv, what is what do it look like right now? Like,
what do I?
What do y'all see the relationships being right now?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
I feel like right now it's all about what you can do for me on both sides. Like, it's some guys going into situations looking at a chick who got their shit going on and they're jumping that shit like, could you help me? And there's some women that's doing the same thing. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, people learn how to make a bag differently as far as, like, not going to work, being independent or entrepreneurs.
Right.
And some people just, shit, they like, man, I'm going to sit around and wait till something hit me as a bag of money.
Okay.
And that be the opposite sex, which y'all want, looking for that little escape goat to be able to sit around and chill because, you know, the job market a little fucked up. People just out here trying to get what they can get and have fun, for real.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a facade to me. I ain't gonna lie. The relationship shit is a facade like a motherfucker. And why? It's all just to make this shit look good. Every year you see the same shit. You see the same shit on their birthday. This one bought this one, and that one bought this one. But ain't no real shit. You just see the shit that they doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And nobody's married. You still ain't nobody's wife. You still ain't nobody's husband. It's like this shit is a facade. Relationships is based on getting to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
The next level is what? Because you in a relationship, what's after that?
Married.
You don't see none of that. You still see the same shit every fucking day on social media, what they doing, how they doing, but ain't nobody still putting a ring on a goddamn thing, bro. That's, I'm just being honest with you.
And this white boy episode, I swear to God, he's so killing it today.
We're taking him all day. No, man, for real, though. And to speak, on what white boy is saying, he ain't lying, G. And not even relationships. You seeing motherfuckers get married on Facebook, and they married for what? A year or two?
Mm-hmm.
And then motherfucking did all this. I'm on my knee, and now you gone. Oh, we married. And then two more years, y'all back on Facebook.
Engaged.
Oh, we divorced.
Or engaged.
Motherfuckers don't even get to the marriage. Motherfuckers will be engaged for years and then...
Don't be.
They ain't even engaged, bro. A lot of them not even engaged. They don't even got a promise ring.
And
not even a promise ring.
Since we on that, why y'all don't think marriages work after relationships?
Why don't we think?
Yeah, like.
Because people don't.
Why? Okay. And when I say that, you could be in a relationship for 9 to 10 years.
Uh-huh.
You could be in a relationship for 9 to 10 years. Soon as you get married, that bitch go down the drain. Why?
Yeah. I think it'd be the title. What you got, folk?
People don't continue to learn each other.
Yeah.
What you are, who you are today, you ain't tomorrow. Who you are tomorrow ain't next year. So I done it. I didn't had a chick who didn't like flowers when I first met her.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them bitches, they sat in the same spot and died.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, why you don't buy me flowers and shit? I ain't continue to learn the motherfucker. They change. They grow. They start to get into certain shit. Same thing with me. Hey, I don't like holding hands and shit in public. I ain't a PDA person. Now, I want to hold your hand and shit. I want to do that shit now. So you got to continue to learn it and not get comfortable like, hey, this who you are, this who you always going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but look, Rod, I want to say something, right? He just said that somebody was in a relationship for 8 or 9 years. That ain't got nothing to do with what you just said for real, because you talking about you don't like holding hands. They done been together 8 or 9 years already. He's so talking about once you get married.
Right.
Once
it go down married, the drain. Yeah, then he asked why it go down the drain.
But no, I feel like the reason it go down the drain is because of the title, bro. A motherfucker don't have that title on you until you get married. As soon as you get married, then they be saying, oh, that's my husband. Now they feel like they obligated to be for certain shit. So if you in a relationship for 8 or 9 years, that same shit can go sour in a relationship for 8 or 9 years or that holding hand shit. Because you're going to end up doing that shit anyway.
Facts.
When you get married, it's a whole different story, though.
Mm-hmm. What story, though? If you ain't married, you can't tell me.
No.
I'm telling you from his perspective. I'm pretty sure he knows.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Married, it's a title thing in that shit.
I'm with him 100% because, look, on the title thing, far as outside looking in, because I ain't never been married, but far as on just a relationship, far as on just a friendship, far as on just a promise, whatever y'all want to put on it, right? I done been on, I feel like, all of them except for marriage. But once you put that title on things, a lot of times, on both sides, right? I don't like people who say, oh, yeah, they only bashing women. But on both sides, a lot of times, the expectations change. But it's like I'm still the same person.
Right.
So it's like I can't expect you to change with me, but at the same time, I can't expect you to want me to change. So it's like, we're going to grow into the, that's why I'm saying fire is when I was saying writing down your goals and shit, because sometimes people don't really be knowing which way they even going. So it's like, a person could have thought they want to be a bank teller. Why they fucking with you? Then they deal with you and you doing something completely different. Fires, you can be a tire detailer and your shit making money. Now they want to do something within tire detailing. So now they change. But once their interest change, a lot of times who they thought you was could change.
Yeah, exactly.
They want something different.
That's what I'm saying. Learn, behave. You got to continue to learn them.
But I'm saying, if they had that title still, depending on how a person precede the title, like, all right, if a guy precede the title, if this is my girl, so I can't step outside the box, he could have completely been ready to be done with her because she ain't moving in the same path as him. But he won't cut it off. He'll be cheating. Same thing, vice versa. The woman could have completely changed her path for wanting to go somewhere, but she don't want to let him go nowhere, so she cheating. But the title there, that's the only reason why she ain't just completely just walk off and go do whatever the fuck she wants to
do. Because I'm his girl. You and he say that.
Exactly.
When we out, he let it be known I'm his girl.
Exactly. So the embarrassment and all that shit to come with, when it could have just completely broke up and won't, you know what I'm saying, moved on. But it create a whole lot of extra bullshit in there and keep things in the mix that shouldn't be in there. So it's like that title really fucked things up a lot of times.
So marriages don't last because of perception. People just want to be perceived that they want it by somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it changes all the time.
It definitely changed.
Because it can completely change. Like I could have been into playing basketball, but I tore my ACL. Now I don't like basketball no more. I'm into fucking building planes. I don't care. Okay. But the lady who I was dealing with, she only messed with me because she loved watching sports and watching my highlight tapes to come to my
coming
games.
Coming to the game.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Hitting into that type of atmosphere.
Now that's not me no more. But
ain't
I can't.
Fun to her no more.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't fun no more to her.
I can't be mad at her because she decided to want. No, but I can
no,
be. Cause
ain't no support
bitch,
system after that.
Right.
It get deep, man. All right,
so y'all right getting deep. Yeah. Okay. You single?
Yeah, I'm single.
You single?
I'm seeing somebody.
Okay, you seeing somebody, but you single.
I kind of like
you in a relationship or you sick? Because you can't be.
We getting there.
You gotta be.
We getting there.
You getting there.
Put the mic up.
Okay,
we getting there.
Relationship.
All right. So I'm single. So I'm gonna ask the single guys and the almost whatever the fuck you said you is, and you can give me your perception of your take on it too.
Okay.
Why aren't, since you single?
Okay.
Why do you feel like you're not in a relationship today?
All right, right now, I'm going to say, I feel like the reason why I'm not in a relationship right now at this moment is because I ain't got myself to the point where I want to be at this point in my life. It was like, I've been in a relationship before. Me and my last relationship, we didn't work out. Dude, I feel like that changed. When people change, they go their way. She liked what she liked. I liked what I liked. And it was different. It was so different to what we were getting to it too much. So we decided, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't us.
Okay.
So now, in this day and age, it's like, shit, you get that chance to sit back and really see, like, who you are, where you want to be, what you want to be doing. So now that's what I'm more focused on. It's like, shit, I ain't finna tell myself. I'm going to tie myself into something, and we at this big age, and somebody not going in the same direction as me, and I'm trying to do too much to go over here to try to make something work. It'd be too hard. I got things that I really trying to do, and I really want to do them. So it's like, I ain't finna let nothing switch my flow. But if something come along and it's flowing with it, I ain't gonna stop it. I'm gonna put that title on it that we talked about and see if we can make that shit work.
Okay.
Well, shit be, goddammit, I say I ate all the way 100%, yeah, because I feel like we grooming each other right now.
Okay.
We grooming each other to be, I'm grooming her to be the woman that I want her to be, and she grooming me to be the man that she would like for me to be.
Okay.
You feel me? And once we get right there all the way, we there. You feel me?
Okay.
So,
all right. Your take, like, I know you, but what would you think? Like, give me your, why people not, like, why you think your homies not? What do you see from them?
What do I see from them? Shit. Man.
You don't see nothing, motherfucker.
I see a lot.
Okay. All right, so me.
I see a lot.
So
I want to, hold on.
Go ahead.
Trust, loyalty.
Go ahead.
Trust, loyalty. And shit, they want to better themselves before they jump in anything.
Okay. All right.
So really, they want to better themselves before they get into a relationship. That's understandable. You always want to better yourself. You don't want to get into a relationship and, you know, you ain't got yourself right.
I feel like it's more like the healing part because we all come so damaged and fucked up. Mm-hmm. when the person healed, then it just be a whole lot more.
And then
better.
If you're not healed and you jump into something, then that fuck up your, you know, you can have a motherfucking, you can have your real backbone, but you not healed.
Mm-hmm.
So that can fuck up a relationship because now you still going off of your last, your past. You know what I'm saying? So it's understandable.
That's some real shit.
I can honestly say comparing is my main reason why I'm still single. Comparing my past relationship with what I want to take good from that and put on somebody else and also add to it. And I feel like, because every past relationship is things in them that connected you with that person. So the thing that you liked from that person, you still want. So I feel like I take those things and if that woman don't have that attribute, I'm quickly turned off from it.
It's
bad on my part because I want the perfect fucking woman and you gotta take a L in some things. So
yeah,
right. But until I get there, that's why I am single. I compare a lot. Like, oh, you gotta cook like this. Yeah. You gotta be and then you gotta do me like this. So and then I had that somewhere else. Like, okay, you got all these, but damn, that cooking thing, that's one thing that I was spoiled about.
So out of the five, it was five main things. If they got three and the other two is not, then it's like,
what? And I was just going into that question, Whito. I led you right to it. If a woman check off all qualities,
uh-huh,
but one of your main qualities, which I know my guy's good enough. I know him well enough to know, like, what's a quality that they would not go off of. I'm going to guess. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
All right.
Calvin, all right. A woman can do everything.
Uh-huh.
Be everything on the list, but she's not attractive.
Without data?
She business oriented. She's financially stable. She treats you right, all this, but she is not a pretty woman. Can you date her?
All right, I'm gonna be 1,000% honest. If I'm not attracted to her, I don't think I'm gonna see the other qualities.
So I'm right.
Yeah, you're right. If I'm not attracted to her, I'm gonna see the other qualities. I don't think I would give it that 100% chance.
You was in the room, mm-hmm, networking.
Yeah.
This woman just, you like, God damn.
Yeah.
This woman is great. She got all this going on. She help her. That's one ugly bitch. I just can't. That's fucked up. I knew I guess yours.
To be honest, I wouldn't even put a woman and set up for failure. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to not completely go against what I really want to do. I want to mess with somebody who I can at least see myself waking up in the morning. Imagine you wake up.
Well, see, I want to see myself outside with her.
No, you got to wake up to this.
He don't want to be seen with her.
Yeah, no. He don't want to be seen
bro,
with her.
Bro, I can't have...
Be honest, folks.
Be honest,
I don't
want
to be seen with her.
Would you... Yeah.
I'm talking about she straight 100.
Gee, I'm telling you
something. I'm talking about backbone.
Listen, bro, listen. One thing I've learned, bro, I've messed with different looking kind of women. Hey, what's that song? That shape, Sway Lee. I ain't got no time.
Yeah.
All right, look, I'm dead.
If I find a woman that I find attractive,
because I can find her attractive and you can't, or you can't and you can't. But if I find her attractive, bro, I can deal with her.
So you telling me,
Ronald, you beat around the bush?
Come on, Cal.
I got to find her attractive,
that's
bro.
Cal. Right. But you trying
to
tell?
I feel you though, Cal.
I feel him, but he capping.
How?
If he just tried to say we might not find her. You the mother. If your guys ain't finding the bitch attractive, jeez, you side eyeing her. You ain't never about to. You ain't about to tell me.
No, I'm telling you.
At the end of the day,
thank you. Thank you.
Y'all can say I'm lying all you want.
You lying.
Beauty come in a lot of different ways, though, bro.
I get it, but it come in the same way with your guys.
No,
your guys,
you be
around your guys, you know what's bad and what's not.
It ain't about what's bad.
It ain't
about what's bad.
It's what's attractive.
But that's what I'm saying. Bro, I done had a woman who was just attractive to me, but none of my guys shot at her because she probably ain't had all the qualities.
They probably ain't shoot at her out of respect, but I guarantee they ain't come up to you like, man, that bitch ain't looking, she don't look good.
But one of the guys probably thought she was attractive, though. Never said nothing.
That's what I'm telling him. Right. You can't say the girl wasn't attractive because your guys ain't shoot.
How do you know?
Some guys will be attracted to something like that.
No, you know because you hang around your guy. I know every last one of y'all types. Every last one of y'all tight. And let's be a motherfucker 100. We done dealt with some of the same bitches. So we attracted to them.
But what I'm saying is, I found a woman attractive.
You probably didn't find attractive. Then why you bone?
Because I found her attractive.
So we got the type. So you saying your guys might not like a type you like. It's cap. Because you know your guys and you know who you got to bring around. You know you can't bring no motherfucking booger wooger around without motherfucking guys in.
So is y'all trying to say I wouldn't bring her around, so you saying I won't fuck with her? That's what you feel?
Hell yeah. If she ain't cold.
I'm trying to say you'll keep her in the closet.
If she ain't cold, you ain't. But if she a trophy and on a motherfucking stool on a sidewalk. In motherfuckers' way. Oh, excuse us.
On the platter, that's like a perception we have on women. Like, they gotta be bad as fuck. Like,
no,
that.
No, they don't.
They gotta be
no,
like,
they don't.
They got, they just, no, they don't gotta be bad as fuck.
They don't gotta be bad at all.
You just know if you bring her around, you're gonna get that uncle knot.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, nephew.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody just hit me.
Hey, nephew. I see you, Neff. If you don't get that when you bring a girl to the Thanksgiving dinner, exit the door.
I ain't said no name. You know, somebody right now, you know what I'm saying? About to get married, but everybody find this person to be ugly. But bro love it. And you can't change that. And you can't change that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Whitey,
but that's, I'm just saying, like, man. But you can't put a perception on what you like. You like what you like.
But in some cases.
And I'm just saying, folks, this is just real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
What's ugly to you is not ugly to them.
But P. Diddy said, if don't nobody you like your saying. Bitch, get another one.
Okay.
Get back to what you were saying, though. If somebody checked off 3 out of 5, right. I ain't gonna lie.
On your list.
On my list, I'm rocking with it.
No, I feel like if the one quality you wouldn't take, they check off on everything.
Yeah.
If they wasn't, like...
A motherfucker checked out one.
If they wasn't a given three, person,
I gotta go get another
I
one.
I feel like you ain't going. I feel like at every quality that girl got, if she ain't a given person, genuinely, you ain't fucking with it.
You damn right.
See? I know my homie.
Damn right.
And now going to it.
Yeah, but like I was just getting back to what you were just saying, just piggybacking. 3 out of 5, I could work with them other two. Because ain't nobody perfect, bro. I never meet a woman and they 5 out of 5 on my... checklist. I'm just being honest. And I'd never be 5 out of 5 on no woman's checklist.
Absolutely.
She could be the prettiest motherfucker. She probably musty
ass day. I might be 3 and she deal with
all type of shit.
You get what I'm saying?
What y'all think Rod type? If you had to check off the box. If you had to check off.
Shit.
You had to check off the box.
Man's shallow than a motherfucker.
Say, man, shallow.
Shit, Rod.
I bet you y'all don't get it. Man's so shallow.
Rod ain't got no type.
I know, folks.
Man's shallow, bro.
I know.
What?
Come on. If she checked off all the boxes.
If she was everything but this one thing.
If she ain't had no fat old ass.
Okay.
Hold on, and cooking. You got a problem with women can't cook and use the microwave too much.
You can air fry me some shit. You gotta have some cakes.
She gotta have some cheeks.
I am my daddy's son. I need some cakes.
I done seen them, folks. I'm sitting there looking at the chick. And the buzz was crazy. That's what you saw immediately when you saw it. And then he would look at the rest of her like, I mean, with them buns.
I'm with it. It wasn't like.
So, Rod, so she could look like
an ant. No, that's what I was just about to come.
She can have an ant body.
She can't be a ug mug.
But right, an ant body.
She could be a 7.
She could be an ant.
Is that Sarah Lee in your
pants? A man's head with a big ass
look. You got to have a look. Okay, it's a certain look.
That damn show ain't the jewel brand.
So, we saying. So, what White's saying. Can she be thick and got the backbone structure, but ugly than a motherfucker?
No. You still got to be at least a 7.
That goes back to what White said. Now, that's your checklist. That's 5, right? She got everything you fucking like. She cook, clean, take care of your kid. God damn it, do what you want. But the only thing is she ugly. What?
We talking Oprah Winfrey ugly or Whoopi Goldberg?
We talking Whoopi
Color
Goldberg.
Purple.
You told her for to beat me.
I ain't gonna even lie. I'm with Calvin on that. You gotta be
some type of attractor.
Some type of attractor.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this though. Okay, if you some type of attractor. Let's say y'all was kicking it, but you wasn't attracted to her
physically,
like looking at her.
Facts.
But she checked off everything. Do you think it's possible?
That's what I'm saying.
For a man to still like.
Because it's
out. Like the person. Yeah. Like, especially if you spend time with the person. You kicked it with the person a couple times. Feelings get to change.
Yes.
You ain't, like you said earlier, we not going to be the same person we was an hour ago or yesterday. I'm going to look at you totally fucking different the next day.
Yeah.
Especially the more time you put
But you're going to get brought back to reality when you bring outside of your guys do the.
Bro.
But then when she turn around and she wear that sundress, what they gonna say?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. She not even getting past that point. I don't want to feel like I'm being in no way, shape, or form shallow or anything, but I have to be attracted to the woman.
So what if the guys didn't know? What if the guys didn't know and you've been kicking it with her? But the guys don't know, you know, you've been kicking it with it, right? Now you catching feelings. Hold on. Now we're gonna get deep in this shit since we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. She not a 10, she a motherfucking 4. About a 3.5. And you talking to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been talking to her for about 6 months. But you loving everything she doing. She goddamn me fucking you right. You want the bam? You come to your crib. She cooking. You ain't gotta say shit. You ain't room. Boom. The guys don't know. Now comes the time we outside, and she walk up to you, and she finally see you around your gap, but you don't know she coming. She.
Y'all just end up being in the same spot at the same time.
At the same time, and she walk up to you.
Are you acknowledging her?
And then, are you gonna acknowledge her?
Yeah, for sure.
Every time.
For sure. That's not the hard part. The hard part is knowing that you're going to catch feelings. Well, you're going to know. You kind of, your body kind of retract when the motherfucker ain't everything you want them to be not
okay,
to get
so
deep
if
like
you catch
that.
Feelings, you're going to stay?
No, you ain't gonna. I ain't going to catch it.
No.
If it's that thing that I don't want, you're going to deal with them the way you did. I ain't going to get no caught. I know how to deal with you. No matter how long I kick it with your ass, I still can't get past this. I ain't going to catch no feelings.
It's hard.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't believe not near one of y'all, bro.
Yeah.
I'm being honest with you. And the reason why I say I don't believe
I
none
say
of that.
Cap so bad,
only
bro.
Reason why I say I don't believe it until like y'all actually really experience it. If y'all kicked it, this person could be a big attribute in your life.
Oh my
you get
it
what
could
I'm saying?
Be.
I'm talking about a big plus in your life.
I'm gonna miss
like,
it.
You will never know. You get what I'm saying? It could be a room that you probably never could get in, but this chick got you up in this room.
Then done
you
it.
Feel me?
I done seen it happen.
And whatever. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is, if that time was happening right now, we actually experienced it and was doing something like that right now, I don't think we'd be like, hell no, we wouldn't fuck with him. Because right now, where we at today, it's all about a plus in our life right now. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, I done had 10s. I done had big old asses in my life. I done had all that shit. I'm going to be honest with you.
And half of them motherfuckers ain't shit.
Didn't had it.
Damn.
You feel me? I'm talking about today right now where I'm at today. Am I finna turn something down like that right now? Hell no. And I don't think y'all wouldn't either.
Damn.
Hey,
and I'm just being
so my soulmate some flat booty bitch.
No.
And my soulmate probably be a fuck.
You never know.
Hold on.
You never know. None of us know.
It goes back to.
And you can't say that because is you married?
Nope.
Do you got a woman?
Nope.
Okay, you can't say that. Is you married?
Nope.
Do you have a. That's what I'm saying.
And
my
it goes back.
Might be a foe.
And it goes.
That's what I'm
look,
saying.
Hold on. And it goes
I've been
back.
Fucking snoozing.
Hold on. And it goes back
but you
to.
You turn that foe to a 10. You can turn that foe to the 10.
Hey, that's all I'm trying to get
you
out.
You can turn a foe to a 10, man.
That's all the fuck.
I'm
what
serious.
The fuck
you can.
BBL, Jizzy.
You can turn a 4 to a 10, bro.
In your eyes
you
only.
You groom her. How you
y'all
want to
seen
groom.
Shallow Hal? He made them bitches 10s, but his homie still see him as a 4. Did he not?
It
he tried to make them bitches 10 in his eyes
look,
only.
That's, but look, that's, see that rod? We can't think like that, folks. That's you going off of fuck your homies right now. Yeah, they going to say what the fuck they going to say.
Absolutely
but this
not.
Is what Do you feel it?
That's a real
facts.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did y'all meet my homies?
But until we ever get into that situation, though, that's
fuck
all
they
I'm
talking
saying.
About. Have right. you met these niggas?
When you in that situation, that's all I'm saying. We just, like, just be in that situation
that's
right just, now.
That's like, dude, I was listening to on TikTok. The man say, "I'd rather take a hoe off a bus than a hoe that's driving."
Please give me the motherfucking driver,
man.
Man, you crazy.
He gotta go take her everywhere. How the fuck he gonna use bus this place? Hey,
yeah.
How you gonna bust this place?
How you know
take
he gotta
everywhere?
Take it away? He probably gotta ask the
he
cop.
He got that bitch off the bus.
Hey, that probably be the faithfulest bitch ever.
Duh, cause she what she is a on fucking liability. Of course sure. She gonna be loyal.
Nothing to lose. Shit,
nothing. I'm gaining.
Right.
I'm,
you she just, got nothing to lose though.
She
that's
don't.
The part though.
She don't.
That's what I'm saying. She don't got nothing to lose. But he do.
She can have a badass job, but she on a bus. She don't know how to drive.
Maybe she was on a bus. That's but fine. You ain't say that.
No, G, the man.
Now you changed this. No, you changed the narrative.
Because you jumped off the motherfucking cliff.
Nah, you
already,
said a nigga
bitch.
Got a bitch out of BMW and went man. Off a bus. You made me think the woman in the BMW was the rich one.
Okay.
And the bitch on the
okay.
bus was
broke. Okay, it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter. That bitch on the bus can be rich than a motherfucker.
That's what you
she
changed the narrative.
She just don't know how to motherfucking drive.
You
but just
changed
like
narrative.
He said, I would rather take a hoe off a bus stop than a hoe that's driving already.
Oh, wait. And now that you said hoe.
You put another word on
I'm taking a hoe that's in the car. Because the hoe that's in the bus stop, the nigga she fucking ain't even putting it in the car.
Oh my God.
At least an Uber, a Lyft, so, okay. Ain't no car.
I don't want the hoe on the bus stop.
Okay, he'd rather take that motherfucking woman off the bus stop.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, look, folks, like,
this nigga, man.
Okay. Well, what are you doing out here if you're still on the bus?
And you know, it's nothing wrong with a motherfucker having a different perspective.
No, for real. But I'm saying, though, you never know, though. See, that lady can be the richest motherfucker, G.
I don't care. I already have an old car. I already have an old car that's paid off to where you can go bust your place and not be on the bus stop. I ain't gonna lie to you. It is what it is. He can say whatever he want to say. I don't gotta follow what he's talking about. If you want a bus stop,
I guarantee you, who was it that said it? And he was talking about them kids that be on them bus stop. That's what he was talking about. Cause he want to manipulate them.
Yeah.
That he was exactly. A nigga wasn't talking about no motherfucking. Come on, man.
That's real shit.
I thought
you was going to
say the R. Kelly
was. What? Same thing. Manipulate.
No, so you good. You good.
Find a person that's a little younger that really don't understand what's going on.
Okay. Push
where
yeah, we at the podcast. So
but just to get back like what you were saying, bro. 3 out of 5. I'm taking that 3.
So
the
say, hey,
3 out of 5 out of the three attributes out of that 5, I'm taking them, man.
Yeah.
So
for
hold
sure,
on,
man.
What'd you say? What was he giving?
See, he's saying 3 out of 5. He cheating,
right?
But if she ain't a genuine giving person,
that's the most important.
That's what,
that's what I'm saying. That's why.
If she's not giving, I'm not fucking with.
That's
it.
What I said. I know
that one has to be that 3. One of the 3.
But I'm saying, look, she's checking all the other boxes out. She fine as hell.
Mm-hmm.
She make her own money.
Mm-hmm.
She make her own money. She just ain't giving you none.
giving me some?
Like
or
she don't,
just a,
she don't
he
give
meant by a giving person. Mean like
no, nah, you gotta let me say you can't cut me off. You gotta let me say what I'm saying. So I'm saying she make her own money. She just ain't giving you none. She ain't taking you nowhere. She ain't buying you shit. You still gotta do everything for her. But she with you. She loyal. She ain't cheating on you.
I ain't fucking with her, bro.
But that ain't the giving that white boy. That ain't
the
giving
the
that he. That ain't the giving that
about.
Will take him away.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying, though.
Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. Because look, sometimes you got to understand, as a person, right?
Right.
If a woman make her own money, she going to always look good. She going to always dress nice.
Right.
She going to always be in the latest spots. She going to always be able to do everything her own. But when she around you, she ain't giving you nothing. You taking care of all the dates. You take care of everything that goes along with her.
Right.
But you ain't paying for her maintenance. You ain't paying to get her lashes done. You ain't paying to get her hair done. You ain't paying for her nails to get done. You ain't paying for none of that.
I'm just her friend. I'm just being honest with you.
You want to be in a relationship with that type of woman?
No, how could I be?
That's what I'm
that
saying.
Is my
that's
friend.
What
I need to get
that's
the
what I'm saying. That's what white need that.
Yeah,
and
that would
not
be
only
a friend
just,
to me.
And it's not just material with white. You have to give white a certain type of attention. If
yeah.
they don't got mm-hmm. that giving, he need that comfort
yeah.
thing.
It's a
that's
different.
Gonna, that's gonna turn them. That's gonna turn them.
That goes
and that's
to show.
What I, that's what I was talking about.
That goes to show it's a difference for everybody, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah,
because that's some real shit.
But that's everybody trauma.
Yeah,
that's why. I know y'all shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going off of y'all past traumas. Because I wouldn't even want a woman like that woman.
The woman,
I know, because that wasn't a trauma for you.
Yeah.
He can't. He could have dealt. He could deal with your. He could deal with you not needing a fine bitch. White could fuck with a motherfucker who probably gets a 6 or 7.
Yeah, real shit.
But everything else he needs. See, everybody trauma it is.
That's crazy.
Bernie shit. We know what Bernie shit is. Bernie shit is a two way parent. He just want a motherfucker to take that. He needs somebody to take a load off him. Uh-huh. Once a motherfucker do that, if a motherfucker can't do that, he don't want him.
Yeah, real
if a motherfucker can't ease him up, he can't come back and be that, just unwind, and he still got to be that two-way, he done.
But that's what all men need that, though, truth be told.
Yeah. A strong backbone.
That type of, you know, that uplift, not really the uplifting part, but just, you know, taking that load off for the day or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we all need that type of shit. In some kind of form or way of fashion, bro.
Yeah, everybody need that backbone. Everybody need that person that's going, you know, some baby, you worked hard today. Let me do this. You know what I'm saying?
But the woman you described, that sounds like just my little my friend.
On the real.
We'll go out when I see you.
On the real, that's really what it is.
Once I see it anyway like that, bro, I already know how to treat your ass now.
Yeah.
I'm not even finna let it go that long. I don't give a fuck how good you
are. But that's what I'm saying is like.
Because now I'm a simp.
As a tradition. But, bro, I'm some real stuff, bro. You not a simp in certain women. Because certain women will have that type of lifestyle, bro. And will only have sex with who they want to have sex with. Because they don't have to deal with no other guys because they don't have to. Because they take care of everything on their own. That's what I'm saying. So it's like the old traditional way of wanting to make sure you can do something for a woman. You can do something for her. You still can go.